Inside of Outside by Rodney Taylor, Sr. In the midst of the city looms a rustic building of concrete and steel in which dwells the outcast of society, locked away indefinitely for all eternity, existing peripherally, essentially forgotten, a world unto itself, though affected by time, it is still unmoving like a man dead. But this grave is shallow, and we live, though mired in nothingness, mourning the loss of so much, ravaged by the sweetness of memories. Placating privileges draw blood like a needle piercing flesh. I flinch, looking on in disbelief, though the face I see is my own. Shattered dreams, hope crushed beneath bleeding feet, smudged footprints in the dark. 7 years multiplied by 2 plus 5, confines squared, 6.5 by 12. The counting seems to never end. Seasons blend tastelessly, life is bland. Forlorn moments set minds adrift, shipwreck, drowning in a sea of unsettling calm. The dark moans with voices of condemned souls that tremble with the fear of a child frightened by things that go bump in the night. Death shrouds us, an unwanted blanket passed on, the spirit of death. It taunts with uncertainty, tempts with promises of a place unknown, soothing words for dead men walking with the devil. Yet angels descend on wings of truth, words born in the labor of humanity, hearts kindled with the love of understanding that the human plight transcends individuality. No one dies alone, so why live as though alone? Clichés shield the weakened heart, therefore live not in vain. The complexity of thought flummoxed by the perplexity of life. Thus we live ponderously. Waxing philosophical is a common trait among minds confined to the solitude of punishment. Sanity and the ego at war. The self has fallen. Rise up, says the ego, while sanity stands weary on the precipice of the reflection of itself. Insanity revealed through the contradictions of our living.